Texte numéro 98. Will driverless cars mean computer crashes? Google co-founder Sergey Brin believes that self-driving cars will be far safer than human-driven cars. But who trusts them enough to drive in them or even alongside them? Drivers will not need to have a driving license by 2040. At least that is what the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers believes. It thinks autonomous cars capable of driving to any destination are set to become the norm. With an estimated 90% of current car accidents thought to be caused by human error, taking people out of the equation is seen by many car companies as a massive boost to safety. But most qualified drivers do not seem to think they would be the ones in trouble. Most drivers think they are better than average drivers, says psychologist Dr. Graham Hole of the University of Sussex, who has published work in the psychology of driving. People typically have a very inflated view of their own abilities as far as driving is concerned. A large number of companies are investing in autonomous driving technology. General Motors, Volkswagen, Google, Volvo, BMW, Audi, Mercedes, and many more big companies are all in vehicle autonomy trial stages to a level not seen before. But who is a better driver, man or machine? In the US in 2010, 32,885 people died in motor vehicle crashes, the lowest number on record for more than 20 years. This is the equivalent of 1.11 fatalities for every 100 million miles travelled on US roads, according to the US National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It will take Google 300 million miles of driving without fatal incident, Bryant Walker-Smith of Stanford Law School believes, to prove that autonomous cars are significantly safer. But even if these figures are proved to be true, we will still take some convincing before we hand over control to a computer. Psychologists believe people are more scared of things not under their direct control, pointing towards the fear of flying, nuclear power, and even food preservatives. For the current driver, questions have been raised about how comfortable the person in the driving seat would be when they are not doing the driving. Even some psychologists are worried about the absolute security of having a computer in control. The reality of the situation is that driving environments are very complex and they involve all kinds of decisions to be made, from strategic levels to the operational level of collision avoidance, says Dr. Hole. Human beings have their faults, but are extremely good information processors, much better than any machine at hazard protection. Adapted from BBC News, October 2012.